The Federal Communications Commission is taking action against robocalls. The agency voted unanimously yesterday to allow carriers to block spam calls by default rather than requiring customers to opt in to blocking services. Obviously, this is a familiar problem for all of us. Last month, Americans received nearly 5 billion robocalls. FCC Chairman Ajit Pai is calling them the scourge of civilization. NPR's Merritt Kennedy is covering the story. She joins us now. Hi, Merritt.
Hi, Jeremy.
So the FCC says that robocalls make up more than 60% of their complaints they receive each year. It doesn't surprise me because I get them all the time. Why has it taken so long for the agency to approve these new rules?
Right. Well, companies have actually in the past also said that they would like to take firmer action against robocalls. But the thing is, they've appeared somewhat reluctant to actually do so. Hmm. And that's probably because it's not always easy to determine which calls consumers would actually want blocked. So it could be an illegal scam that's trying to get money out of you, mm-hmm. or it could be a prescription reminder from a pharmacy that's dialing automatically. Or
so they wouldn't want to over-block the calls, you're saying, because maybe an important call is coming through and they don't want to be held responsible at the company, T-Mobile or AT&T or whatever, for blocking a call that you actually wanted.
Exactly. And what experts say is that is sometimes fairly difficult to determine.
Hmm. So in this case, what exactly is going to change? Some carriers have already offered ways for customers to block calls on their own, but others haven't. What will be the situation now?
So the FCC is basically encouraging carriers to block robocalls, and they leave it up to the companies to decide, basically, which to block. And it's important to note that the FCC isn't mandating that companies have to do this. And, you know, we're talking about the question of liability. One big thing that is going to be important to companies is still working its way through a complicated rulemaking process. And that's whether companies who block calls using the authentication framework recommended by the FCC will be given safe harbor from lawsuits, because companies probably don't want to go to court for blocking a call that a consumer actually needs.
Right, exactly. And there's also a question of whether it's going to cost consumers money to have these call blocking services or whether they'll be free, right?
Yeah. So in its ruling, the FCC said that it expects carriers to offer the services for free, but that's really different than forcing them to do so. And one FCC commissioner, Jessica Rosenworcel, dissented over that part about cost. She said that she doesn't like the idea of the FCC forcing consumers to pay up, as she put it. So going down the road, it'll be interesting to see how consumers react to possible charges for these services that the companies are potentially rolling out as a default.
You know, these robocalls are annoying, that is for sure. But I guess in some ways, the reason that the FCC is stepping in here finally in this way is that they're probably cutting into U.S. productivity. People don't want to even answer the phone and take the chance that it's going to be a spam call. And maybe they're not doing a deal or you know, doing business that they should be doing because of that.
I mean, that certainly does seem likely. I know myself, I'm quite hesitant to
right.
answer the phone when I don't know the number.
Exactly. That is NPR's Merritt Kennedy on the new rules from the FCC involving robocalls. Merritt, thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.